Ukhuluma nelisayo Praxedes Jeremiah.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, March the 18th, 2022. I am Thungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight, we continue the conversation around the March 26 by elections. Also, we will be looking at the issue of Godfrey Karembera, a prominent CCC supporter or activist who was arrested and tortured in police custody yesterday. And the big news today from government is that the police who tortured him have been arrested, Marv.
Yes, Ntunga, as you said, we're going to be looking at the escalation of political violence as we go to the finishing line of the by-elections, which will be held on March the 26th. We'll also be looking at what the leaders of the major political parties are saying regarding the issue of violence during this campaign. We saw this last weekend the leader or the deputy for ZANU-PF, Vice President Chiwenga, calling on ZANU-PF parties to desist from violence. And we also saw the leader of the Citizens Coalition of Change in Bridge in Dubula Zimu doing the same, castigating violence during this runner-up to the March 26th by-elections. And we saw also the leader of MDCT, MDC Alliance, Douglas Monzora, also calling for non-violence during this campaign. But what we're seeing on the ground is that some of this violence is allegedly being perpetrated by the police. So it will be interesting to see and hear from those that will be discussing with us tonight what the major way forward will be.
Yebo lingaba lichona njani emakhaya sikuhlelo lwe live talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lwemikhankaso yokhetho eqhubekayo endaweni yesijeneyo zelizwe. Siyazi ukuthi ukhetho lolu olwama by-elections luza kwenziwa mhla ka 26 okungangokuthi kungeviki ezayo ngomgqibelo akusela sikhathi ngakho ngalipela sonto amabandla ezombusazwe azaba egcwele ndawana yonke edinga usekelo esenza lokho esingathi ngama final pitches. Sizaphatha njalo udaba ilunga lebandla le-CCC ibandla likababuchamisa phela uGodfrey Karembera odume kakhulu ngegama lokuthi ngumazibaba beshanduko. Sibone izolo bhacabulwa kabuhlungu ngamapholisa ngesikhathi valelwe ngemva kokubotshwa. Amapholisa athi udale ukungahlaliseki okuthiwa i-disorderly conduct, kodwa abebandla lakhe abe-CCC bathi cha ubotshelwe ukuthi ubegqoke imvunulo yebandla elithanga lokukhankasela ukhetho eHarare, icela abantu ukuthi bavotele uChamisa lebandla lakhe. Kube lokuthukuthela okukhulu ngisho le-diplomatic community bagcine beposta kubo-Twitter lakwezinye inkundla imifanekiso yalubaba ebhacabulwe kabuhlungu emhlane lapha besithi hhayi lokhu yikwephulwa kwamalungelo okusegcikeni, uhulumende weZimbabwe kumele athathe amanyathelo. Ngakho lamhlanje sibone ugatsha olubona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko lusethula umbiko lusithi lona amapholisa achaye umazibaba beshanduko lo asebotshiwe. Kodwa kachongo ukuthi kubotshwa amapholisa amangaki lokuthi azabhekana laliphi icala. Kodwa that's an interesting development there. Esiphehle inkulumo ebantwini abanye bathi hayi lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi uhulumende uyawulandela umthetho. Kodwa abanye bathi cha lapha kuvalwa nje abantu amehlo ngoba ubudlova lobu sobuchayekile. Yiko uhulumende efuna ukubonakala ukuthi wenza something. Kodwa bathi hayi akulalutho luza kwenziwa emapholiseni la. Singazike ukuthi yozala nkomoni khonapho. Yilo udaba esingalo ke lamhlanje, udaba lwemikhankaso eqhubekayo kanye lodaba lokuhlukuluzwa kwalubaba. Sikhuluma nje ulaliswe esibhedlela kakwanisa ukuthambisa, ukuchema kanye lokuhamba. Uyaphakanyiswa nje. Njalo uchamisa uhambe wayambona esibhedlela lamhlanje mafi.
Ayi wathi nokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLife Talk nemusi wechishanu March 18. Tikutaura kwaita mumwe wangu mutungamiri Nkomo, nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yemhirizhonga yatiri kuona iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya yekusungwa kwakaitwa mumwe mutsigiri webato reCitizens Coalition for Change vanozikanwa ivo nezita rekuti madzibaba neshanduko vaGodfrey Karembera neZuro vakawanikwa vachirohwa zvakaipisisa vari mumaoko emapurisa. Saka tichida kunge tiri kuzeya ipo pano kuti zviri kuitika izvi zviri kufamba sei, tichionawo zvakare kuti hurumende yazivisa nhasi kuti mapurisa ayo akawanikwa achishungurudza vakarembera nekuvarova vachawanikwa ivo vachisungwa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi vazhinji vari kutarisa kuti asi izvi zvinomboitika sei munyika umo pasi rose rakatarisa panyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa ipo pano, tichitarisa zvakare kuti gariro yemabielections yakamira sei. Taakutarisa kuti taakusvika kumagumo ekuti vemapato vawanikwe ivo vachitsvaga rutsigiro. Tinoona kuti mabielections aya aakusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo, asi nyaya yemhirizhonga iri kuwedzera nyanya kune avo vanoita ivo zvematongerwo enyika vakamirira mapato anopikisa sebato reCitizens Coalition for Change. Taona mutungamiri webato iri vaNelson Chamisa vachienda kunoshanyira vakarembera muchipatara nhasi. Tikanzwa pavhidhiyo yatange tikuisa pamapeji edu eFacebook vachitaura vakarembera mafambiro akaita zvino kuti vakarohwa zvakaipisisa nemapurisa vari muusungwa. Asi pari zvino taona kuti vange vakatorara vari pamubhedha. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa kuti takatarisa kuti taakusvika kumagumo ekuti mapato emunyika atsvage yatingatiye rutsigiro rwemabielections. Chii tichange chiri kuitika iro vhiki rino? Tinoona kuti vhiki rapfuura mutungamiri webato reZANU-PF kana kuti muteedzeri wemutungamiri webato reZANU-PF vaConstantino Chiwenga takaona vachitaura pamusangano wavo vachitsudza vatsigiri vavo kuti vasaite zvemhirizhonga. Tikaona zvakare vachamisa veCCC vachitaurawo kuti vatsigiri vavo vasaite zvemhirizhonga. VaDouglas Monzura veMDCT vakataurawo zvakare pamusangano wavo kuti vanga vasingakurudzire nyaya yemhirizhonga. Saka vanhu vari kuti kosei mapurisa awanikwa achipindira munyaya iyi vachivariwo vari kuita zvemhirizhonga? Mutunga.
We have our guest tonight, that's Mr. Regis Charumbira, chairman of ZANU-PF in North America, including Canada, as well as Mr. Tawanda Dzokora, chairman of the CCC, Citizens Coalition for Change in North America. Let me come to you first, Mr. Dzokora. Police officers are in custody tonight for allegedly torturing your activist Madzibaba Beshanduko. Is this a turning point? Kana kuti makumbo enyoka?
Makumbo enyoka, makumbo enyoka. Thank you, Komantunga. Thank you, Tete Marvelous. Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, yakateerera. Apana zviripo. We know what the government does. It's called catch and release. They killed one of us in Nkwekwe. They injured over 20 people in Nkwekwe. And the perpetrators of that violence, some of them are already out on bail. And now we are seeing a repeat of the same thing. They assault someone severely, and it's almost tantamount to attempted murder. And those people, we are hearing that they have been caught. They are now in jail. But we don't know whether it's going to be another Kwekwe incident where people are caught, you know, just to quieten down the noise from the people and from the international community. And then in a few weeks' time, they are released. No, that's what the government has been doing. I'm saying the government, I'm not saying ZANU-PF, because this is state-sponsored violence. It's government-sponsored violence. And it's coming right from the top. Police officers don't just wake up killing people, beating up people, abducting people, assaulting people. They don't do that. In Zimbabwe, we have a professional army. We have a professional police force. But we do have a few people, you know, a few bad apples among those good people that are being influenced by the government to cause mayhem within the opposition ranks. I think you heard what Vice President Chiwenga said a couple of weeks ago. He was on air and he declared that President Chamisa must be crushed. The Triple C supporters must be crushed. Violence begets violence. If you hear a senior leader, a top leader, speaking like that, it is a ripple effect. You know, the people below that person, the people who believe in that person, the ZANU-PF youth and everyone else and the supporters, they will start acting in a violent manner. You see, all of us in Triple C, we are peaceful. Even when we are in our spaces, even when we are on social media, we are speaking peace, because that is what President Chamisa does. At every opportunity, at every turn, you hear him speaking peace. He is a prince of peace. He speaks peace. Every time he's spreading the gospel of peace. You have never heard him telling people to go and beat up those people that assault us. He even tells everyone that we have the ability. We have the people that can retaliate, but we are not a violent party. We do not subscribe to violence. We will not retaliate. And you also saw what he did in Marondera. People had come in their thousands, but after talking, engaging with the police officers, as any leader should do, he went, addressed the people, stood up, addressed the Zimbabweans that were there, and begged them to go home and go home peacefully. And he said he doesn't want to see any one person, you know, dying or getting injured because of political violence. That's a leader per excellence. And it will go down. It just trickles down. You will not see a Triple C youth committing any act of violence, because they listen. We listen when our president talks. The country listens when President Chamisa talks. But we have a situation where Emmerson Mnangagwa is in Kwazana and is telling people that if it doesn't rain, he's going to beat up people. You know, we have heard him talk like that. And we hear Chiwenga saying the Triple C supporters must be crushed. And now they are being crushed. Now Mazibaba has been crushed. Now Nguve in Kwekwe was crushed. It happened immediately after Chiwenga had made those pronouncements. And then coming to the police officers themselves, we know, we have that information, is there and is credible, that ZANU-PF, or the government indeed, is giving youth, ZANU-PF youth uniforms, police uniforms, army uniforms, to go and masquerade as police officers and as army, and start killing people and start abducting people and assaulting people. We have exposed those, seeing a person in his civilian and then seeing the next person the next day in an army officer. People live in communities. They are known that this is a police officer, this is an army officer. So this state-sponsored violence need to stop.
Thank you, the Ivadzo. Cora, please do stay on the line. uyakhuluma lapho ubaba uZokora owebandla le-Triple C. Uthi hayi ukuboshwa kwamapholisa la akusho lutho kibo. Uthi uhulumende uzama nje ukuvala abantu amehlo ngoba kube lokukhonona okukhulu emhlabeni jikelele ngokwenzakale kumazibaba ngendlela ahlukuluzwe ngayo. Uchayiwe waxathuka emhlane lapha, sikhuluma nje ulaliswe esibhedlela, kakwanisa ukuthambisa ukuchema. Uchema ngokuyisigcinga abamfake khona, kanti njalo lokuhamba kenelisi mafu.
Aiwari ngaiti vataenda kunava Regis Busango vezanu PF teams kwekuti manzi kwazvo taurwa navaJokora vari kuti zviri kuitwa nemapurisa izvi hurumende inenge iri kuziya zviri kuitika. Munoti chii?
Thank you very much, Studio 7. Was waiting for the video to start playing. Yes, I think according to the police spokesperson, Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati, he said Mazibaba Kanembera was trying to deface the statue of Bianyanda in Harare. He came there very aggressive with the following that he had, chanting, singing CCC songs, and the police were alerted because there are police there that are guarding that statue of our country. So according to that, the police tried to restrain him, before they restrained him, they tried to speak to him and let him know that it's a criminal activity to do what he was trying to do. He continued advancing and almost attacking the police. And the police had to intervene and they used the maximum force that they had to stop that criminal activity that he was doing. I don't see anything wrong at all with what the police did today. The police are just doing their work, and I don't see the reason why.
Mr. Charupira, respectively, I'm sorry you are wrong. This is torture. Police are not allowed to beat up people like this.
Let me, I'm not done yet. Are you going to?
I had to interject because clearly what you are saying is wrong.
It's not wrong because I'm not done.
Okay, continue.
You call me to the interview to interject, or you call me to speak my mind?
Speak your mind, but we are here to ask questions.
Yes, you can ask continue. After, but don't interject. Let me speak.
Okay, go ahead.
So I don't see anything wrong for what the police did, because they had to stop what he was doing. What he was doing was criminal. Why was he trying to deface the speech, the statue of Mbeyaneanda? If he was tortured after that, I have no idea about that. What the information that I have is the events that took place at the statue of Mbeyaneanda. That's what I'm speaking about. I'm not speaking about the torture that happened. I don't have information about the torture that happened after that. If you have that information, then I don't have it. So I can only speak of the information that is in front of me. So,
but you just said there is nothing wrong with him being tortured the way he was tortured.
I say I didn't talk about torture. You are the one who is talking about torture. I never mentioned torture.
Okay, what did you say? What are you saying? What are you approving of?
I am on record for what I said.
Okay, what are you approving of there?
I said Mazibaba Kanembera approached the police at the Mbeyaneanda statute, right? He was trying to deface the statute of Mbeyaneanda. He went there and he had an altercation with the police, telling the police what he wanted to do. He had a following with him, and he was very agitated. He had a following, and they were chanting CCC songs. So are you trying to approve that that was correct, that was right? Was he right to deface and to come against the police and try to deface the statues of Mbeyaneanda?
I'm here to ask questions. You are the interviewee. I'm the one interviewing you.
Yeah, but I say I'm asking you, are you approving that?
Are you saying you don't see anything wrong with what the police did to this guy?
If something happened after the Mbeyane and when he was after the act, I don't know. Like I said, I'm telling you, I'm not talking about torture. I don't know of any torture that happened to him after. I'm talking about the events that took place at the stage of Mbeyane. That's what I'm talking about.
Baba, I'm saying to you, this guy was arrested and tortured in police custody. That is why the government issued a statement today saying that some police officers have been arrested.
Okay, that's fine. So, but you are the one who is talking about torture.
Do you condemn his torture?
If it's about torture, I don't agree with anybody being tortured. But I don't agree with anybody trying to attack the police and try to deface the statute of Mbeniand. Do you also agree that he was wrong to try to deface the statute of Mbeniand?
You can't ask me that, sir. I'm not here to answer questions. You are here to answer questions.
No, we are here to. It's a discussion. This is an interview, right?
Yes, and I'm here to lead that discussion, okay. But not to take questions from you. It's okay, Mr. Vusango. Kuvega usekunywa nirambai muri parunare apo. Liamuzwa lapho ubaba uVusango ngowebandla leZANU PF. Nzama ukumbuza lapho ukuthi uyabubona yini ububi bokuhlukuluzwa kwalomdliswa kodwa ukukhanya sikasivumelani kuyale nami ngiyale umbuza imbuzo kodwa mina ngithi hayi cha ulapha ukuthi mina ngimbuze imibuzo. I'm not a politician, so I'll not be saying whether this is right or wrong, but clearly one thing I'll stand against is that is the torture of any individual. Police are not allowed to beat up people, no matter under what circumstances, let alone the torture that we saw happening to this guy. Maf.
Aiwa apo tukunzwa isu ntunga angaku vunza wa Regis Vusango panyaya yesha takaona chitika kuna madzibaba veshanduko Godfrey Karembera VCCC abo parizvino vari muchipatara asi regaitende kuna vatawanda dzoko ratinzwe kuti takatarisa zviri kuitika izvi munoona mazuva asara aya ekuti mugadzirire mabielections achizomira sei tichitarisa nyanya panyaya iyoyi yemhirizhonga nezviri kuitika munyika.
Regai ndimbotaura nenyaya yekudada kuzvidza kuri kuitwa nemunhu weZANU PF ari pano. Handisati ndamboona zvakadaro kuti unoona munhu akakuvara sekukuvara kwakaita madzibaba wouya pamberi penyika uchitaura kuti hauna basa nazvo, hazvina basa izvozvo, uchikurudzira kuti zvinhu zvakadaro zviitike nekuti munhu anga apara mhosva. Chero kuchinzi kwanga kwaparwa mhosva, isu toziziva kuti madzibaba chaakabatirwa kuti anotamba pamarali anenge akapfeka zveyero. Zviri kutaurwa izvo ndezvekunyepa, ndozvinoita ZANU PF pese painoda kuponda vanhu nekurova vanhu nekusungurudza vanhu. Inotanga kutsvaga nyaya zviri kuitwa navaVusango izvo kuti hanzi kudhifesa mbuya nanda, achidhifesa mbuya nanda kupi kwacho nhema dzega dzega. Zviri kuitika izvi zvinorwadza kuti munhu akapotsa aurayiwa akapondwa mupolice camp. Mapurisa anofanira kuchengetedza vanhu, anofanira kuchengetedza macitizens. Kana uri mupurisa, kana uri mupolice camp, unofanira kufila safe, kwete kuti unopondwa, unozvambaradzwa zvakaitwa madzibaba. Munhu weZANU PF ouya pano achitaurira vanhu kuti zvinhu izvozvo hazvina basa, asi mapikicha ari kuaona ari kuita kunge bofu. Mapikicha ari kuaona aripo pamberi pake ari kuona kuti munhu akazvindikitwa nemapurisa. Mapurisa haana kodzero yekuisa mutemo mumaoko awo chero zvichinzi kwaitika chii. Saka zvinhu zvakadaro izvozvo zvinobva zvangoonekwa kuti zvinhu zviri kubva kumusoro uku. Ihurumende iri kutaura kuti vanhu veCCC ngavaurayiwe, ngavapondwe. Muri kuona nanhasi, muri kuona ana Johana Mamombe, ana Cecilia Chimbiri vachiri kungoshungurudzwa. Ndo nyaya dzimwe chete idzodzo, asi ZANU PF inenge ichiuya pamberi pevanhu ichiramba. Ndodzokera kumubvunzo wabvunzwa natate Marvelous. Mabielections asvika, isu seCCC hatidzokere kumashure. Ndozvinoitika, tinozviziva kuti pese patinopinda pasarudzo tinopinda tiri under protest. Ground harina kumira zvakanaka, rakarerekera kuZANU PF. ZEC haisi kudivi revanhu, ZEC iri kudivi rehurumende reZANU PF. Mapurisa mamwe acho haasi kudivi redu, ari kudivi rehurumende. Masoja ndizvozvo, kune nhubu dziriko kumasoja ikoko dzinomira nehurumende vachirambidza marari edu kuti aenderere mberi. Makaona zvavakaita kumasvingo kuti vakamhanya vakanobhuka ma stadium ese nechi zvese izvozvo zvikuru kuitira kuti varambidze CCC kuti iite marari yayo.
Siye kumhlonitsho wethu wesithathu, our third guest, ubaba uEfihlela Ncube, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe. Ncube, ubona kusiba lokhetho olukhululekileyo yini lapha?
Ukuthi kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo i-free and fair election. Impawu ezikhona phansi ngezokuthi ngabazinikelanga ukuthi kube le-free and fair election, ngabazinikelanga ukuthi kutshontshwe amalungelo abantu. Lokho abakwenzayo kungokunye nje kwezinto ezilutshwane abafisa ukuthi bazenze ezokuthenga behlwa abantu, kodwa hhayi, impawu ezikhona phansi zitsho ukuthi ngabantu abasaqhubeka ngoludalo inyawo esilubone kusuka eminyakeni engu-40 kuze kufike namhlanje. Yokungahloniphi abantu, yokungahloniphi imithetho, yokungahloniphi impilo, yokungahloniphi ukhetho olukhululekileyo, yokubusa nje kabi.
Sicela uqhubeke ubambile khonapho baba Ncube, as I bring in my co-host Maf.
Antunga, that's a very, you know, detailed explanation there from Mr. Ncube regarding what we're seeing happening in the country, especially when it comes to Zimbabwe, looking at, you know, their relationship with the international community. Chombofu nzava vusango kanavaripo vezano PF kuti shuruku itika iji munyika nyaya ye mirishonga. Azviso kanganisa here shamuru kuyeza kuita imi kuti mujikidzane nenyika dziri kumadokero pamusoro peukama wenyu, nokuti tinoona vachitaura ivo kuti Zimbabwe inofanira kuwanikwa ichiremekedza kodzero dzevanhu, asi apa tiri kuona kodzero dzamadzibaba ava veshanduko kuti dzakatyorwa nemapurisa.
Comrade Tarumbira, muchiripo here? Vasimuka Comrade Ameno kwavainda. I'm sure he'll be back shortly. Siqhubeke khonapho Ncube. Siyazi ukuthi kuhulumende odluleyo kaTsvangirai Lomgabe, uhulumende wenkazatho loya, kwakuvunyelweni ukuthi amapolisa azafundiswa ngendaba zamalungelo oluntu, kodwa akusenziwanga lokho, asazi ukuthi kwaphelelaphi. Asikho isidingo yini sokuthi ikwenziwe uhlelo olunjalo ukuze amapolisa abekwazi ukuthi umuntu katshaywa, isibotshwa kasitshaywa. Even umuntu ebulela umuntu, umthetho awuvumi. Ipolisa umsebenzi walo ngokubopha umsolwa limfake ejele.
Kuyadingeka kakhulu khona lokho ukuthi kwenziwe. Akusenziwanga ngokuba laba ababusayo bengazinikelanga ukuthi kube la mapolisa ahlonipha umthetho lamalungelo abantu. Amapolisa eZimbabwe adinga lokho esithi phecelezi i-retraining, ukuthi kuqaliswe phansi afundiswe i-policing ukuhlonipha umthetho lokuthi bahlonipha amalungelo abantu, hhayi ukuthi batshaye abantu, babulale abantu njengalokhu sikubona. Kodwa-ke singakhohlwa ukuthi lokhu abakwenzayo abakwenzi bebodwa, bakwenza ngokuba kuligunya kusuka kugunyaziwe ngumbuso okhona ngaleso sikhathi, umbuso okhona ngwezano PF. Amapolisa, they are no different from the conduct of government. Indlela eziphathe ngakhona ibonisa ukungahlonipha amalungelo abantu. Njalo nxa befundiswa izikhathi eziningi, laba babebone mhlambe abesibuthweni labesipholiseni behlabela, kuhlatshelwa zona ziyani ingoma esizizwa zihlatshelwa ngabebandla lezanu-PF nxa ngabe babedlula laphana ekuseni begijima. Izingoma zemaralini leziyana kubonisa ukuthi abaningi babo ngabawubona umehluko wokuba lipholisa lokuba isigijibi sezanu-PF. Lokho kumele bathole i-retraining, ukuqeqeshiswa kabusha ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi basebenzela abantu beZimbabwe, hayi zanu-PF, ukuthi basebenzela iZimbabwe, hayi zanu-PF, ukuthi bonke abantu kungakhathalekile ukuthi basapota liphi iqembu, kumele amalungelo abo avikele, bavikele umthetho, bangafikeli ibandla elithile, bangakhethi uhlangothi kumbe iqembu elibusayo kumbe eliphikisayo, kodwa bakhethe uhlangothi lomthetho, balandele umthetho njengokunjalo, umthetho ohlonipha amalungelo abantu njengalokhu i-constitution ibhaliwe, nemithetho yonke edibakwa abahloniphe umthetho.
And given the kind of violence that we have seen so far, Mr. Ncube, coming allegedly from ZANU-PF, which led to the killing of the CCC supporter in Kwekwe, as well as this violence from police officers, what do you see happening in the next in the election next year, the 2023 general elections, in terms of peace and violence?
Well, there is no doubt that there is going to be an increase in the incidences of violence. There is this increased disposition towards violent conduct by particularly the, besides the police, by the members of ZANU-PF, but they are used to this conduct. Every time we are approaching an election, there is always an increase in the number of politically motivated acts of violence against the political opposition, civil society, the press, and other dissenting voices or alternative voices for that matter. So we are likely to see that going up for a number of reasons. First and foremost, it is just in the DNA of ZANU-PF to be just violent when it comes to elections. But secondly, also, it depends on whether they think that they can win an election without relying on violence. And I think their calculation this time around, like they did in 2008 runoff, they are likely to lose the election. In the popularity contest, they stand no chance. And therefore, the only way to retain power is to rely on force, on violence, on coercion, on intimidation, threats, and all sorts of things, even against the provisions of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. So we are likely to see higher incidences of violence than ever before, especially as we move closer to the election around January, February, March, until June. I predict, I foresee a higher turnout of violence than what we have seen before.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Ncube. Please do stay on the line as we go to our next guest. That's Mr. Vusango. He's back now. Vacharumbira. Vacharumbira tangata kukutwa gaya meno mangamai.
Sorry.
No problem. Mav, wanga wa vunzam vunzo, wanga wa tichi ria.
I wanted to also respond to Mr. Zokora, because I lost my network and something was happening here. While we're waiting for Mav, if you allow
me. So you will respond to both. Maybe starting with Zokora first. Mav here is saying, kuti zvakaitika kunava kuna mazibaba izvinezuro amuzi kuona here zvichikanganisa ma efforts enyu ekudyidzana zvakanaka nedzimwe nyika dzakaita sana America neveku EU. Saka, you can go ahead, more pindura enyu both Vadzokora na Mav.
Okay, I'll just put in English and then quick in Shona for the interest of Mav. But thank you very much, my brother. I know I lost my network and something was happening here. But I think I don't want the viewers and you, our moderator, to construe my message. What I simply said was the beginning of the case of which he was taken. I think if he was taken to the custody and then be tortured there, what before that torture, if that torture happened, before that torture, he was wrong for the act that he did. But now, that's one case. Then we go to the second part of the case, that he was taken to the custody. And then the third case is that in the custody, he was tortured. No, we don't allow torture. We don't allow any Zimbabwean or anyone in the world to be tortured by any individual. The time of torture is over. And the police don't need to torture anybody. If they arrest you, they find you against the law, they should just charge you. As simple as that. Why would the police then be torturing him? I mean, he's a citizen. He's allowed to protest. If this was an act of protest and he's doing it on a wrong spot, he'll be arrested for doing that protest and chanting slogans of his party on a wrong platform. That can be a criminal case that he can be charged against, but not for him to be tortured. I would think that in any other setting, those police that tortured him, they should be arrested and lose their jobs. Because I wouldn't even try to tie them to the ZANU-PF party. Because look at this Studio 7. Whenever we have an election coming, whenever we have a human rights, United Nations Human Rights Commissioners coming to Zimbabwe, we know the acts of Chamisa. Chamisa always round people and set them up. We had fake abductions where people like Joanna Mamombe's now they are retracting that we've never been abducted. And the truth is coming out. The truth will always surface. So we know that these are the acts of Chamisa. He knows that he is likely going to lose some of these by-elections very well. And that would demoralize the support of his supporters. We know that. So we are working as ZANU-PF. We are working with achievements. We are looking at what we've been doing as a party. We are not talking about the mouth lip service. We see lip service coming from Chamisa, not from ZANU-PF. Comrade Didi Mnangagwa is working on a track record. We have got things on the board that he has done. And every Zimbabwean is seeing what he has done. And we are campaigning based on those things. We are not campaigning on torture. If the police are doing better, Chamisa says, this is good. When the police are now trying to violate whatever they're violating, he tied them to ZANU-PF, which is very wrong. Why don't we deal with the police as an entity? And if we're dealing with ZANU-PF, let's deal with ZANU-PF as a party. There is no any association between the police and ZANU-PF. The police is part of government. He said, I'm the government. He said, the police are mine, the soldiers are mine, the judges are mine. Not too long ago on a rally. Today, what happened to the police? That he says they belong to me. What has happened? We never claimed that lately. He's the one who is claiming that. Now we go to, I'll say it now in Shona, that ngatiregere kureverana nema, nekuti tikauya pano pamhepo pana. Tota kuti mastatements avamwe azonzi munhu ataura zvinhu sizvo. Ndoda kuti zvive parecord zvandataura. Kuti madzibaba pavainda ku statue yambuya nehanda, vainda vakada kurwisana namapurisa, vachida kuti vabvise musoro wambuya nehanda, vakasungwa namapurisa. Tiri kunzwa information yokuti vainda vakazonotochewa. Isiri kuti isisi kutocha hatikubvumidze. Munhu hafani kutochewa. Mapurisa kana anotocha munhu uyu, aiwa, mapurisa vanofanira kutosungwa kana kudzingwa mabasa. I'm sure kuZimbabwe mabasa kune vanhu vakawanda vakamirira vakaapply ku police force. Izvezvi, there are so many applications. These police can be fired and we can hire new people who can respect the law and the people. They are there to protect and save and not to torture people. So that is very clear izvozvo. Now tichinda kuti kwisisa ZANU-PF hapana kana zvinopoti vhiringidza ZANU-PF for our by-elections, even our 2023 election, even for our relations with other countries like United States and whatever. Because we are on the record. We are doing good. We have not violated any human rights. If the police are doing that, they are not doing it wearing a cape like the cape I'm wearing with the face of Edim Nangagwa. No, they are wearing a Zimbabwe police uniform. And there is no tie with ZANU-PF. They have not said we are sent by ZANU-PF to torture this man. No. Did they look for him? This is what I'm saying. Sometimes the shenanigans that are coming from MDC or Chamisa, it's always they initiate the violence. And then later on they turn around and they say, look what they are doing to us. But my question is, why was himself also Madzibaba? Why was he doing, why was he going to try to defend the statute of Mbeya Nehanda? And also, why was he fighting with the police? But at the end of the day, I also have a question. Why was the police then torture him if they did? But if they've tortured him, then they should lose their jobs. Thank you.
Thank you. There, siyabonga, Mr. Charumbira, usekubekile ke, without any ambiguity there, uthi hayi bona njengebandla leZANU-PF kabavumelani lokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu ngamapolisa. Uthi labo abasebeboshiwe amapolisa aboshiwe namuhla nxa kusenza kumele axotshe umsebenzi ngoba vele bona kabavumelani lokwenzakele maf.
Tomboenda kuna vajokora. Vajokora totarisa kuti mashika kwa mvura yacheka makumba. Sitakaona kuti rally yebato renyu reCCC rekumasvingo hatisati taziva kuti iri kuenderera mberi here kana kuti kwete. Zvamira sei parizvino?
Tiri kufamba tiri kushanda nehurumende inonyepa. We are dealing with a lying government, a panicking government. Lying, I think you can see here the government's representative in North America lying through his teeth that Joanna Mamombe and Cecilia Chimbiri retracted anything. They retracted nothing because there's nothing to retract. They were persecuted. They were sexually abused. And now he's lying in front of everyone that Mazibaba was trying to deface Mbuya Nandas. You know, that's a creation. There was nothing like that that happened. Does he have any evidence? Police are supposed to investigate, you know, first and then arrest someone, not arrest to investigate. He's just saying, coming here and saying things that he can't substantiate. There's nothing like that. And we mapurisa ya arukutaura. Mapurisa arukushandiswa nezanupief. Mapurisa arukushandiswa nehurumende. And unfortunately, now they are being thrown under the bus because, you know, they are exposing the government. I don't know for how long they are going to stay under the bus because we also know that the government does catch and release. They are in custody yesterday, but let's talk about this again. After 2 weeks, those people will be out on bail. And the issue, Tetemavala, Samataura, Yukumashingo, Tataura Karuti, Varukuchka, Iurumende, Irkuchka, Irkuchka, Kufari, Wakwa, Chamisa, Kusimuka, Kwaita, Musangano, Weyelo, Musangano, Wevanu, We Triple C. Saka, Panungona, and Vaka Ungana.
Comrade Zokora, I'm sorry to interject, okay. Angu, mchender ramberi, but Mataura nenye kuti in a few weeks wanenge wabuda ne bail. Someone might say they have a right here. It's everyone's right, I'm sure, to be granted bail. Kana wasati wanuka ne mosho, andish?
This was such a stress, but let that be equal to everyone. Why is it that Jacob Ngaruvume, Job Scala, and many other people, including Joanna Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri, Netai, they were denied their constitutional right of getting bail, and they spent over 2 months, 62 days in jail. Wopo Chungono, all those people were being denied their constitutional rights. So the application of law should be fair. It should be equal. No one should be, you know, above the law. Why is it that ZANU-PF people are given bail when they've murdered people, when they've committed a crime that is clear that everyone is seeing, and then Triple C members, Triple C activists do not get the same treatment?
Now you can proceed.
Saka, tanga chitaura nye kumashwingu, tanga kumashwingu, kuti iyi urumende irikutya, urumende irikutya vanhu, urumende irikutya mukurumbira nembiri ya President Chamisa yekudiwa nevanhu. Ihurumende iri kuvhunduka chatikwata, ihurumende iri kuvhunduka vanhu. Handisati ndamboona hurumende inotya vanhu vayo vainofanirwa kunge ichitungamira. Mukaona zvese zvavari kuita, kuti takaenda kugokwe vakatirambidza kuungana nekuti vari kutya kuti tinotora constituency yegokwe. Tikaenda kumarondera, vanhu veTriple C, vana veZimbabwe, macitizens akauya neuwandu hwavo, kusina kana mumwe akapiwa mari kana taka akakwidzwa bhazi zvatinoona ZANU-PF ichiita. Vakaungana, ZANU-PF yakazviona ikarohwa nehana. Nanhasi papapa vari kuvhunduka zvakare zvichaitika kwaMutare, nekuti Manikaland yese ichasimuka. Sakubva inenge yakazara vanhu, ZANU-PF inobva yarwadziwa, ZANU-PF inobva yatya. Ihurumende iri kutya, iri kuziva simba rine vanhu, yozivawo zvakare simba raPresident Chamisa, vachitsigirwa nevana veZimbabwe. Ndosaka maona zvavaita kumasvingo, vamhanya vakanobhuka mastadium ese kuti varira kunze, kuvharira Triple C kuti isakwanise kuita rally yayo. Asi vana veZimbabwe vanoziva chero ikoko rally yacho kuitwa kana kusaitwa. Vana veZimbabwe vanoziva vatungamiriri vavo, vachabuda neuwandu hwavo musi wa26 March, vachinovhotera vanhu vatakaburitsa pazvivhitivhiti kuti ndo vanhu vari kufanirwa kuvhoterwa, vanhu vakamiririra Triple C. Hazvititadzise izvozvo kuti tinge tichikurira panosvika musi wa26 March. Toramba tichikurudzira vanhu kuti vose vakanyoresa kuvhota, budai neuwandu hwenyu. Chero imi vari kuno kudiaspora mune chekuita nezviri kuitika kumusha, taurirai ana mai, ana mbuya, hama dzenyu vose vabude vaende vanovhota. Hakuna munhu anofanirwa kuti akanyoresa kuvhota
otadza kuenda kunovhota. Hapana chikonzero tinokwanisa tinofanirwa kuti munhu atadze kuenda kunovhota. Handei tinovhota tiite muZimbabwe muve neshanduko. Zvese zvekudzvanyirirwa zvatiri kuitwa izvi, zvese zvekushungurudzwa zvatiri kuita izvi, nhamo yese yatiri kuoneswa iyi, upfumi hwese hwatiri kutorerwa, corruption yese yatiri kuona ichiitwa nevanhu vehurumende nevanhu veZANU-PF ichapedzwa nekunge mutongo wemacitizens, utongo hwevanhu hwapinda huchitungamirirwa naPresident Chamisa.
Thank you there, siyabonga mnumzana Dzokora qhubeka usecingweni. Yakhuluma lapho babu Dzokora uthi hayi bengenza yonke imizamo abayenzayo abezanupiyefu lohulumende bezame ukubavimba ukwenza imihlangano yabo yokukhankasela ukhetho, kodwa uthi hayi kabasoze baphumelele. I see Mr. Charumbira wants to respond there. I'll come to you. But okwamanje siye kubaba uNcube, ubaba uyefidlela Ncube ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Baba Ncube, kuma-by-elections la aza kwenziwa ngeviki ezayo ngomgqibelo, ubona izala nkomo? Mnumzana Ncube, it seems we are having connection challenges there, lo baba uNcube. Kodwa sizazama ukumxhuma futhi. Mav, ndaona bavusa kubanga vachida kupindira. Mero nebvunzo here kwavari futi so that we can go once.
Ndoende ramberi ndichiti pane nyaya ndafunza iye nyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kuti tinoona nyika dzekumavirira dzinopa hurumende atingati machanza akawanda, asi tinoona zvatinenge takatarisa tiri kuno kana kunana America nekwatinenge tiri kuno, tinoona kuti mapurisa anofanira kunge ari pasi pehurumende. Kosei vasiri kunyatsotaurana nemapurisa aya kuti vaite basa ravo pasina kumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, nyanya kurohwa kwakaita madzibaba veshanduko ava vaGodfrey Karembera? Ndokudzokera panyaya iyoyo nekuti tinoona kuti ndo zvinhu zvinenge zviri kuonekwa nevanhu vari kunze kwenyika, nyanya idzo nyika dzavari kuda kutyidzana nadzo idzi.
Alright, ndinotenda zvikuru nemubvunzo. I think tikada kutarisa mashandire eMDC kana kuti aChamisa, nokuti maMDC awandisa, tongotaura panyaya yaChamisa. Ndeyekuti he tries by all means kuita setup nokuita ties ZANU-PF to police. Isusu hatikondori mapurisa ZANU-PF. Mapurisa is under government. It's an army government. They work on their own. Isotokumbira kutoto apply yavo ma licenses nema permits yokuti tiite marallies edu. Kana vakati granda, we do the rallies. Kana vakati bvumi vakaramba kutiite, tinorega. Tirikuona isusu kana kuti mukaona kumaronde.
Azimombonyimwa here, comrade?
Tinombonyimwawo.
Rini?
Tinonyimwa. Tinonyimwa chaizvo. Saka munoona kuti tikatasa rally yekumarondera kuti MDC yaChamisa, CCC, yakarambidzwa necourt. Hazvina kunge zvine ZANU-PF mukati izvozvo. Handioni kuita kuti ZANU-PF inenge ichipinda papi. Hatifani kuti isusu kana tikati zvinhu kana zvichitifambira toti mapurisa ari right. Kana zvinhu zvavakaonana nemapurisa ikoko kusisi kwavo ikoko, yonzi kwai ZANU-PF yaita kuti zvidaro. Handi tinoona kuti pana baba Monzora vakada kutraya kuita rally yavo ikadzivisiwa last week, ikadzivisiwa nevanhu veCCC vachivashoropodza, vachiva protest against. Zvinhu zvezvakanakavo here izvozvo? Kana dekwa kuti zvava zvaitirwa CCC neZANU-PF, taide tichitaura kuti chiinhasi. Asi that one is not even a story, isn't it? But tozviona isusu pese panoita mhirizhonga pachiita zvose zvinoita zvinonetsa muZimbabwe panyaya yemahuman rights. Sei zvichingoinvolva CCC? Why zvisingainvolve mamwe mapolitical parties? Nokuti hatina CCC is not the only political party in Zimbabwe. Tine mapolitical parties akasiyana-siyana. Saka ndoda kuti titichi, kana tichida kuti muZimbabwe meet a peace, maelections aya tinoziva isu kuti ZANU-PF yakaita basa kudhara. Of course, tiri kutotora masitsa akawanda. Ende masitsa aya akaya tiri kuziva kuti Chamisa ano akatocalculate, akazviona kuti ndichazviwa mamwe masitsa akawanda. And then now he's trying by all means kuti atange atoti chinhu changa chine violence before chii. before chatanga. Vari kutaura nyaya kuti vanhu vari kurambidzwa kunovhota, vanhu vari kuvhote zvese zvavari kutaura zvese izvi akuzeki yakati it's not true. Vanhu ngavaregister kunovhota, munhu kana achida ngaende kunoregister kunovhota. Iye chamisa kana achikwanisa ngaasenge vanhu aende navo kumazeki offices vanoregister kuvhota vavhote. Kana vachida kuita bus people kuma polling stations, let them do that. Hapana munhu akambovamisa. But isu zvati isisu we are well prepared in Zambia. We've been well prepared. That's why we are building the country. Tiri nyika inovakwa nevene vayo. Tiri kuvaka nyika hatimisi. Basa tiri kuita. Hati complain. Tiri kuramba chita basa redu. We are not talking, but we are doing. Thank you.
Thank you, there, Baba Charumbira. Charumbira, ngomqinisihlalo weZANU PF ngapha eCanada lase North America. Simxhumile njalo ubaba Ncube uFidlela Ncube ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Ncube, bengisithi mina ubona izala nkomo ni kuma by elections la khona ngefikezayo
uthi amaqembu avele ejwayele ukwenza kahle okhethweni azakwenza kahle njengejwayelo. Ungaba lomehluko lapha lalaphana endaweni ezilutshwane, kodwa kasikhangelelanga ukuthi kube le nguquko ebanzi kakhulu. Okuliqiniso yikuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi abantu baphelelwa lithemba akade bebambelele kakhulu kuZANU PF, ikakhulu laba basebatsha. Kanti ke emadolobheni vele lokhe kunjalo bengabantu abasupporta amabandla aphikisayo. Singazi njalo emakhaya ukuthi inguquko zingaba ngakanani, kodwa ke okukhona yikuthi kalikho iqembu elingawina wonke ama-by elections abe khona. Amanye azawinwa ngelinye, amanye awinele ngelinye. Kodwa sizabe sikukhangele isibanga sokuwina esingathi thina izinga lokuwina, i-percentage lokuthi abantu basukume ngobuningi obungakanani besiyavota, okungasipha ukuqalisa ukubona impawu zika-2023 lanxa i-by election ungekuyiqathanisele general election, kodwa kukhona impawu ezingasifundisa okuthile sisiyafika ku-2023.
Kodwa singathi luqakathekile yini kakhulu lolu khetho, njengoba kuzachithwa yonke into nje sokusenziwa ukhetho lwezwe lonke ngomnyaka ozayo?
Nxa sekuvuleke khala isikhewu emsebenzini onjengowe council kumbe parliament, umthetho uthi kumele kuvote. Akulandlela yokuthi kungalandelwa umthetho. Asingeke sikhulume ngerule of law, sibe futhi siyayekela ukubamba ukhetho nxa isikhala sivulekile ukuthi kwenziwe. Yingakho sikhala ukuthi kwayekelwa ngesikhathi esifaneleyo, kwabalwa izinto ezingelamsebenzi, kwakhulunywa ngeCovid, kwathiwa ivimbelo le by election. Kwakufanele ama by election enziwe ngaso nalesi yasikhathi, hayi ukuthi alinde kuze kube seduzane kangaka kulo khetho lolo olomnyaka olandelayo. Kodwa ke asingakhohlwa ukuthi luqakathekile ukhetho lonke. Abantu kumele bakhuthale ukuthi basukume ngobuningi bayevota, bakwenze kube yinjwayelo ukuthi nxa kufanele bavote bavote. Abasha ikakhulu abayibo abanengi, sikhuluma ngabantu abalanda i-70% yibaba abancane, kuqakathekile ukuthi bayevota. Ukuze bavote bamele babhalisele ukuvota wonke ama-election ungakhathalekile. I-by election, i-general election, abantu beZimbabwe kumele bafunde ukuvota kuso sonke isikhathi.
Hayi, siyabonga Ncube, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlela.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Umnumzana Fidlela Ncube yingcwethi ecubungula ezo mbusazwe. Mav, we are left with just 2-3 minutes. Let's wrap it up.
Ndongoenda kuna vajokora titi tipewa mazwenye kupedzisira takatarisa kuti makusvika kwa mvura yacheka makumbo mukutsvaga rutsigiro rwe yatsarudzo yemaby elections.
Vadzokora, phone yavo ya Dona, I'm trying to call him. Okay, ndatova wana. Vadzokora, tichivhara chirongo apa, hanzi namavhelasi. What is your mavhi?
Ngavatipe mazuva vekupedzisira. Tichitarisa kuti campaign yasvika kumamvura, yacheka makumbo. Nasara nenguva shomanana kuti vachienda kuti vanhu vatsvage rutsigiro pama by elections I am swe Saturday ino
television. Aha, vazokora itai gaga nguva dzafamba. You only have 1 minute. Hanzi tipei masho kwenye kupedzisira. Tichipinda musarudzo idzi dzemuswe mugowera svondo rinouya.
Yes, all I can say is we close is violence on citizens is a criminal offense, particularly if it is being done under police custody. It is the duty of any president or government to uphold, defend, and respect the Constitution and protect all citizens. An attack on citizens is an attack on the Constitution. It is terrorism. ZANU-PF or the government of Zimbabwe is performing domestic terrorism against its own citizens. And this needs to stop. And as I finish, let me reiterate again to the people of Zimbabwe, the only way to stop this terrorist or this terrorism that is being done on the Zimbabwean citizens by the government is by turning en masse, coming up en masse on 26 March so that we vote CCC and President Chamisa and all the members of parliament and councillors are back in parliament and back in council.
Muchi murikuona muchibuda nezvipotswa zvingani nemugowera.
Tirikutora zvose zvatakatorerwa, zvose zvakatorwa zvisiri pamutemo, tirikuatora maconstituency wayo, zvakare macouncils edu ose akabvutwa. Totora futi mamwe ezanupf avanga vainawo kwavanenge vasina kupira kwese tinotora.
Aha, thank you there, vadzokora. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you.
Mnumzana Tawanda Dzokora, ngomgcini sihlalo webandla le-CCC konapa eMelika lase North America. Yonke jikelele tizokere kwamuri vacharumbira tivharire chirongwa. Hanzi hapana zvamuchanonga navadzokora.
No, tinotenda. I think isi tiri kufamba nechirongwa chokuimba song yokuti povho yaramba. Povho yaramba kupuwa lip service neCCC nemaMDC. Yakaona kuti no, vakati vakauza chimurenga muna 1980, nao vakakuvaka nyika yavo, vakapa vanhu mainputs, kwakanaya mvura vanhu vachakohwa, eventually vanhu vakasakohwa. Command agriculture yakatipa kuti zadze matura eGMB muZimbabwe, amufuma akaita nzara futi with the leadership ya Comrade G.D. Mnangagwa. Vavaka mabridge, vavaka maroads. There is a lot happening. Vari kurefurbish ma hospitals and all other things that they are doing. My investors ari kudzoka, akutodzoka muZimbabwe, they are flocking back. We have got a lot to talk about as far as my achievements ZANU-PF nemukuru wedu Comrade G.D. Mnangagwa. Saka basically tiri kuona isusu kuti MDC or CCC is already a loser on this by-election. No doubt about that. Of course, vachanonga maviri kana matatu. Asi, I'm telling you, 70% of my posts, they are coming back kumusha. Mombe, ziriku, the chickens are coming to roost. We are not playing, we are taking. We have already taken. So we are going to be celebrating the losing of MDC and Chamisa. As a whole, we see Chamisa as a selfish individual. He's calling the party CCC. He's individualizing the party. Makambona the party is not leadership. It's not going to have structures. He's lying to the people. Kutukwanzi, tishadzokwa kwa muri. What kind of a political party with no structures? So Zimbabweans, be careful. You are being lured into something that you won't come out of. You are running away from the MDC. Changirai was better than this individualism. Yakitona Chamisa kuti aku individual as a party. Amuna party. I company yachamisa mari yese kubva ku America kuma kwese kuma donors iri kutorwa ichibikwa nachamisa ichidyiwa nachamisa nafadzai mahere netimu yawe kusho imabhana chamuri kuwana. Saka vanhu veZimbabwe, mukai endai munovhota pama by election, votera party nokupai ma inputs, votera party iri kukudhirira ma balls, every constituency iri kudhirirwa ma balls nema balls akaodwa na president kubva ku India. Hakuna mvura, kwese kuri kuda mvura ichange iriko. Saka votera party inokupai shanduko pambere zvamupi.
Tinotenda. Thank you there. Regis Fusango Charumbira, Mnumzana Regis Charumbira, ngomgcini sihlalo wezanu PF Limzwile lapho ubephendula uzokora ngobuzokora uthe ibona njenge triple C bazatopa zonke kodwa uTharumbira uthi hayi akula lutho abazalutopa bona njenge zanu PF bakhangelela ukuthola kubo 70% khonale isikhathi sesidliwe nguMangoye and would like to say thank you so very much to Zanu PF chairman in North America Regis Tharumbira, Mr. Tawanda Dzokora, a chairman of the Citizens Coalition for Change, also in North America, as well as a political analyst, Ubaba UFE.